The book is called The Making of a Star Stud, a history of the lumber industry in Afton, Wyoming, written by Ronald W. Galloway, and we have Ron Galloway with us here. Now, Ron, thanks for joining us. Let's talk to the author about where the idea came for this book.
I had the idea because I was the only one that worked in the mill that wasn't tied to a machine. I floated around and I retrofitted and I modified the mill as they required me to modify it, and I was involved with the cost. You know, I was involved in every aspect of that. And so I watched the progress of the changes were.
How it developed. What year did you start?
I started in 1971.
1971. And you take this book all the way through how many years?
I take that book all the way from the beginning in 1962 to 1985.
All of the history. How did you divide up the chapters, Ron? We've got 15 different chapters in there. You opened up with the history. You talk about the best years. You talk about the closure. Talk about how you compiled it all into those 15 chapters.
Well, I just wrote a script, and then I got some help to help me make it into a proper book for people to relate with as they read it.
What would people relate to in those early years of Star Studs?
The fact that we couldn't, the mill started out and they couldn't produce over 70,000 board feet a day, and they were planning on running the mill two shifts, and we were running the mill one shift after they did the first remodel so they could feed logs to it and keep up. We run the mill one shift a day, and we were running 180 to 200,000 every 8 hours.
At its prime, the best years. How many board feet were you producing out of it? What were the best years?
The best years was from about 71 to about 85. It went downhill after 85. They took over. A new management took over, and they were trying to make a longboard lumber mill out of it. I understand I wasn't there, but I understand what they did, and it wasn't a stud mill. It was built and designed for 8 foot, 3 inch studs. And when we run studs, we run a lot of studs.
Okay. And then as it closed out, those were the difficult years, until one day they simply said, we've got to close, we're going to lay off, 80-plus people?
Darrell Jones bought it in 1979 from Les Bradley and Doug Gagnier. Darrell Jones bought it, and the lumber market went down. Well, he'd done his homework, and he knew that the lumber market would go down every 6 months, and it would stay down for 4 or 5 months, and then it would come back.
Huh?
In 1979, he bought the mill. His total borrowing package was $2.5 million. He bought the mill and enough working capital to put logs in the yard and to keep it going. We had 110 people in the mill itself, and they had about 200 in the logging. Out in the forest.
Those numbers again, 110 in the mill?
110 in the mill.
And 200 plus jobs out in the forest.
That's right.
Now these jobs, this lumber, it came from Grays River and where else?
It came from Five National Forests. Five National Forests was, and I'm going to miss some here, but it was not just Grays River. The Five National Forests were in 75 miles of Afton. So if it was one of the forests, and there was the Teton and the Bridger Teton and the Targhee, and there was five of them.
Okay.
And the Bridger Teton was the biggest.
And all of that product hauled into Afton.
Hauled into Afton, right.
There were some glory days, a lot of jobs and a lot of product produced and shipped around the nation.
It was the biggest employer in Star Valley. Doc Perks, in his book, and he wrote a journal, he said the second greatest thing he did for the Star Valley, besides be a country doctor, was to bring the sawmill here.
Bring the sawmill in. Ron, what's your favorite memory of the whole place?
My favorite memory was when Doug Gagnier and Les Bradley put it up for sale, an outfit from California come in to look at it, send representatives. We took them out to dinner. They cornered me one-on-one, a man did from their company. And he says, tell me, he says, those guys were putting on a show. Be honest with me now, there's just two of us. Those guys were putting on a show for us today, weren't they? And I said, yes, sir, they sure would. And if you check the daily production reports for the last 5 years, they put that show on every day, whether you're here or not.
Right. When you drive past the mill now, all your years there, a lot of memories still flow past you? You still come back?
Sure, it was an amazing piece of workmanship, and it was the people that made it happen.
I talk to people off and on around here, and they remember their early days, their youth working there. A lot of jobs for young people.
A lot of jobs for a lot of older people too.
And you took pride in keeping it all working together, all flowing together. You kept the place running.
Well, that was my, you know. We had a smoke issue for years. The people put up with it. We paid a lot of fines, but we were very, very conscious of the smoke issue. And as soon as we could find a piece of equipment that would take care of it, we bought it. And we had to buy two because they shut our chip contract off for paper, doubled the amount it was designed for, and we had to put two in a year and a half. We put two incinerators in to take care of the waste. We burned 450 ton of wood waste a day.
We're with Ron Galloway, The Making of Star Stud. He's the author. Ron, where do we find your book?
You can order it direct from Lulu, or we keep them here at the house. You can swing by the house, and we'll put one in your hands.
Okay, very good. What haven't we gone over that you'd like to emphasize or recall here?
We're trying to keep the price down so people can. I feel bad because it took me so long to get it done. A lot of those people were young people when they were at the mill, and there a lot of them are dead now. And it's up to their family. I mean, it was a specimen. It was a work of beauty.
Yeah.
And we remodeled it a number of times, and we started at toward the end. We'd make 20 semi-loads of studs every day, every 8 hours.
Oh, my goodness. What a product, all in Afton, Wyoming. And you were a part of it.
My job was to keep it going.
And you kept it going. Ronald W. Galloway, The Making of a Star Stud, A History of the Lumber Industry in Afton, Wyoming.